When Colombia's long guerrilla war ended, the country was able to open up new areas to tourism, including some areas that are not for people who spook easily. Gorgona is a snake-infested island that once housed a penal colony, and reporter John Otis went there.
Gorgona National Park is located on an island 21 miles off Colombia's Pacific coast. Birds, lizards, and monkeys are everywhere. So are snakes. These park rangers have just caught a Bothrop's Asper snake. It's tiny but deadly, says Mateo Lopez, a Colombian marine biologist doing research here.
Bothrop's. Complicated one.
It'll kill you.
If you don't have the medicine here, you have 24 hours to reach a nice hospital, a good one.
Spanish conquistador Francisco Pizarro learned about this hazard the hard way. When he landed here in 1527 on his way to conquering Peru, Pizarro lost so many men to snake bite that he named the island Gorgona. That's Spanish for Gorgon, the mythical female monster with venomous snakes in place of hair. Gorgona was mostly uninhabited until 1960. That's when the Colombian government turned the island into a penal colony for 1,200 inmates. A British documentary film crew paid a visit in 1966.
There's no capital punishment for murder in Colombia. Instead, there's Gorgona Penitentiary.
It turned out to be a disaster. Guards abused inmates. Several prisoners escaped on rafts. Meanwhile, 70% of the three-mile-long island was deforested. The documentary shows chain gangs chopping down trees to build barracks and feed the wood-burning stoves in the prison kitchen. In 1984, the government closed the penal colony and declared the island a national park. But Gorgona has struggled to attract tourists. It didn't help that Marxist guerrillas raided the island shortly before a 2016 peace treaty ended the war. For adventure seekers, there's a lot to love about Gorgona. Fishing is prohibited, so there are plenty of sharks and other marine life to enthrall scuba divers. It's also a prime spot for whale watching. The calm waters on the sheltered side of the island attract humpback whales during mating season. In the course of an hour-long boat ride, we spot a half dozen of them. Back on the island, park rangers lead tours of the penal colony, or at least what remains of it. The jungle that was cut down by inmates has returned. Now, vines crawl up the prison walls, and rubber trees sprout from what was once the mess hall. Tourist Julia Berger is a kindergarten teacher from Germany.
Yeah, it's impressive to see how the nature takes everything back, how you can see the trees and everything, so amazing.
Just before the tour ends, our guide points out that the prison has at least one new occupant.
Una boa. Allá. Boa. Serpiente. Culebra.
Slithering across the prison grounds is a 6-foot-long boa constrictor. From PR News, I'm John Otis in Gorgona National Park, Colombia.